Man in the Mirror Project, Queen Jasira. This is for you, black man, from your black woman. We love you, we need you, despite what you've been through. Yeah, come on. I love you, black man, even though the word love can be twisted for you. Because the ones you loved and those who said they loved you too also abused you. So it's hard for you to trust and just see the good in others, including me. I get it, King, and I'm not mad, but I would be sad if you let that abuse define you. Because you're more than the totality of that experience. I want you to overstand your magnificence. Your eyes, yes, I know they've seen countless atrocities. How you close them to avoid seeing the obscene things. You close them tight, knowing this treatment wasn't right. Imagining yourself teleporting to other galaxies where you could just be free from it all. And when my eyes meet yours, all I see is a wall, a barrier behind which you hide your soul. If truth be told, I would scale that wall to get to your potential. Nothing could stop me, not even a torrential rain could pour down enough obstacles to keep me from absorbing your pain, so that your eyes could see, believe, and trust again. I love you, black man. Your hands, your defenses against the blows, the hits and kicks. Tried to push away the pedophile in his or her attempts, most times to no avail. Your hands couldn't protect you from that personal hell, and you were violated in the most inhumane way. So while some might put their hands together to pray, you ball yours in anger as you reflect on the abuse that enslaved you. If only you could hit something to release. But please put your hands in mine and redirect that energy, and together we'll fight the institution that allows such abuse to breed: racism, white supremacy. I love you, black man. Your mouth, home of a voice that used to yell out in agony from experiencing things that no child should ever have to feel or see. A mouth that may have prayed to the creator above to make it stop and remove the ton of bricks off your back. Unbearable weight made heavier and heavier with each attack. But now use your words to speak your truth, to let them know that our men are being abused too, and categorically speak life into those who share your story. I love you, black man. Your arms that you wrapped around your body at night, rocking back and forth as a comfort against your plight. Your arms bear scars as if you were in several brawls, a soldier of sorts fighting for your life within the four walls of your abode. And it makes sense why you're in beast mode, but every beast needs a beauty. Don't let your demons rob you of your destiny in me and complementarity. I love you, black man. Your legs, how they used to tremble in fear every time your abuser came near. How you wished you could run and run and run until you disappeared. Run and run and run until the wind dried your tears. But what happened instead was pretty rough, and your legs couldn't run you away from the monsters fast enough. But now use your legs to stand tall on your square. Your pain is no longer only yours to bear. We stand together so none will fall. You are still the alpha and the omega, no matter your flaws. And together we can end the cycle of abuse once and for all. I love you, black man.